Tuesday afternoon, time to head on over to Appleton, the Appleton Public Library, and visit with Cindy Hendricks. Looks like a nice day today, and probably no rain. We got a lot of rain the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I think I'm ready to be done with it.
We want sunshine, right?
Yeah, I think so too. I think I'd like to see that. So yeah, we still are plugging away here. We have lots of activities in May planned, and everything. So rain or shine, there's always something going on here at the Appleton Library. In fact, this evening we have two events at the same. They kind of will cross over a little bit. At 5:30, we have preschool story time, and it's all about mom. And so we are celebrating the upcoming Mother's Day at our story time today at 5:30 p.m. We hope that lots of littles and parents can join us for that fun event, because Georgia always has something fabulous planned. She's just really good at what she does. Also, at 6:30 p.m. tonight, we are having a Friends of the Appleton Public Library meeting. And we've got lots of things on our agenda to talk about. So if you've been thinking about joining the Friends group or looking at volunteering here at the library, stop on down and join us tonight at 6:30. So, and then tomorrow we have a after-school program here called How High Can You Jump? So, Paul, how high do you think you can jump?
Well, not very high. Not like I used to.
I know. I there's something stopping me from jumping that high. I don't know what it could be.
I'd probably hurt myself.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep. If I did jump that high, coming down would be very dangerous.
So what's this about again?
She's going to measure different ways of jumping, gravity, all that kind of stuff. And she has all sorts of fun activities planned for this Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. after school. And then also this week we have Thursday with Julia from 3 to 5 p.m. If you need some help with your tech, your cell phone, your tablet, a setting of an email, a Facebook account, Julia is here to help. And so keep in mind, it's this Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. And it's great if you make an appointment, but if not, drop-ins are welcome too. So lots of crazy things going on this week at the Appleton Library. And then next week, we've got an adult craft program at 5:30 called Layers of Minnesota. I'm telling you, Paul, my craft programs, this one was filled in 25 minutes.
Wow.
I know. And so I asked for a little extension, so I was able to add a few more people. My boss gave me permission to do that, but still, just incredible numbers. So it's a popular one, is how we have to look at it. And thank you, public, for participating in all these great, wonderful things we're offering. I mean, I sometimes am so overwhelmed by the participation. It's just so wonderful, mm-hmm. You know? We feel that we try to offer a little bit of everything, and I think we're hitting it on the mark, at least sometimes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so, and then also next week we've got Footprints Everywhere, What Are They After? It's kind of an animal track program after school. And then Laura Thomas will be here on Thursday. But what we're really kind of exciting about is on the 20th of May at 1 o'clock, Dr. Osmond is going to be here discussing dementia. And that is a 1 o'clock program that's free here at the Appleton Public Library. And we welcome area people, local people, anyone who's interested in the topic. That is something kind of really exciting to be involved with Appleton Area Health Services and having Dr. Osmond here. So yeah,
good.
Lots of things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
I don't know how you keep everything straight, Cindy.
I know. Well, every Wednesday there's always something after school, you know, and we just try to offer a lot of different things. And I'm already planning into next year even to try to, you know, get certain events and different programs here and there. That's what we have to do. So it's kind of exciting.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's some new things in nonfiction. Judy Dench and Brendan O'Hea have a book out called Shakespeare, The Man Who Pays the Rent. It's through a series of conversation, the award-winning actress describes her work on Shakespearean roles over her career. So kind of an interesting kind of twist on telling your biography or autobiography. Also, The Work of Art by Adam Moss, it's a former editor of New York Magazine and the New York Times Magazine, engages in conversations with creators working in a variety of disciplines. So it's kind of a work of others seems to be popular this week in nonfiction. And now in hardcover fiction, we've got Funny Story by Emily Henry. So it's kind of a light novel here. And then we've got Douglas Preston has a new book out called Extinction, and that continues a series by that author. We also have Anne Hillerman has released a new book out called The Lost Birds, and that's also part, it's the ninth book in a series. So lots of series things are coming out. So if you are reading a series and you want to know if your author has a new book out, step on down or give us a call. We love to look for books for people, and of course, we are just all readers and have lots of recommendations.
Yep.
Anyway, here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Appleton Library is the place to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, we have lots of things going on, and we've got summer sign up for summer reading, and that is just going to be, like, phenomenal this summer. So you're going to want to get your kids registered for that, too, and I think registration starts on the 22nd of May, and we've got some great prizes if you register on the 22nd of May, too, so just lots of stuff happening here at the Appleton Library.
All right, and what are your hours, Cindy, and where are you located?
Our hours are Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us at our new location at 50 East Rooney Avenue. Just be wowed, because this is just a fabulous place. Every day I come to work, I'm just like, oh, I feel just so excited about it. So it's pretty exciting when you come on in here. And stop on down and visit us. Make sure you friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings that are going on, or check out our website at appletonpubliclibrary.lib.mn.us. I think that's what the address is.
Okay. How long have you been at new library, Cindy?
I think we've been here, this has got to be like the eighth month or something.
Okay, so it hasn't been a year yet. Okay.
No. Our one-year anniversary, we officially opened the doors the 14th of August.
Okay.
And we have lots of things planned for that week for our one-year anniversary. We're already, you know, we're just so excited and just feel so lucky to be able to have this opportunity to share this wonderful space with everyone. So we are planning a few exciting things.
All right. Real good, yeah. Cindy. Thanks for the chat this afternoon, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Thank you. Have a great week, Paul.
You bet. You too. That's Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.